You have found Authentic Business Adventures, the business program that brings you the struggle stories and triumphant successes of business owners across the land. Past episodes of the Authentic Business Adventures program can be found on the podcast link at drawincustomers.com. We are coming to you from the Sun Prairie Community Radio Studios, underwritten by Bank of Sun Prairie. My name is James Kademan, entrepreneur, author, speaker, and helpful coach to small business owners across the country. Today, we're welcoming slash preparing to learn from Donna Varin, owner of Absolute Hypnosis. Donna, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good, James. Thanks for having me today.
I am so excited to have you on the show.
I'm excited to be here. I've just been reading your book, and so let's talk a little bit about that, too, because I'm a bold businesswoman.
From looking at your history, you are.
I am.
You really are. That's super cool. So the book, it sounds like you're liking that.
I am.
That's
I recommend cool. it.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. The Bold Business Book, right?
The Bold Business Book by James Kademan.
You got it. So you're a hypnotist.
I am.
Right?
For 26 years.
That's a crazy long time. So how did you ever get into hypnosis?
Well, I always get that question, and it's kind of a long story. I'll try to keep it short. But
we got an hour.
Okay. Well, I was married at the time before I was a hypnotist. Okay. And we owned an organic farm outside of Dodgeville on Highway 23.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. That is not the answer I was expecting.
Right down
to
the
say.
Road from House on the Rock.
Okay.
And we did all kinds of organic produce. We had 13 acres of organic certified land. We grew everything you can imagine and sold to Land's End back then before they sold out to Sears and to local restaurants. And then we had a little market on the farm. And we also hauled our stuff up to the produce to the farmer's market around the Capitol. And it was really great. Backbreaking work, I must say.
You're talking 30...
This was in the 1990s.
Okay, so before organic became all hip.
Yeah, it was a little ahead of our... We were a little ahead of our time. And the locals had bets on how long we would last.
Oh, thanks, guys.
and we were pretty much the laughing stock. And long story short, after 5 years, it wasn't sustainable. So, okay. And the marriage failed. that's a whole other show.
Nothing lasted. Okay.
And so I was looking for something else to do. And I had an English major. I thought about being a teacher, but I'm just not a 9-to-5 kind of person.
Sure, that's fair.
So back then, before PCs and laptops, there were magazines.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And all of these seminars and workshops that people were advertising would be in the back in the classifieds.
Sure.
So I got the metaphysical, the yoga, the natural health magazines, because I'm a natural health person.
Sure. So you were wagering all that way back before. Okay.
And I really wanted to be an acupuncturist or a naturopathic doctor.
Okay.
So I saw this seminar out in Santa Fe, New Mexico. It was a 4-day deal, so I flew out there, and there was a section, on hypnosis, which I thought was just, silly nonsense.
Sure.
But I went to that part of the seminar, and I met these really cool people from California that had been hypnotists very successfully, and they told me that there were insurance codes for hypnosis, and it's approved by the AMA, which is all true.
Okay.
So
AMA is American Medical Association.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so when I did a little further research, being a naturopathic doctor or an acupuncturist would take years of training. There were no schools out here in Wisconsin at the time that I was aware of. And I had two young sons, and the price was out of my budget.
Sure, sure.
But the hypnosis certification was doable.
Okay.
So
shorter time frame?
Yeah, like a week.
Is it one
I mean,
of
you
can
do weekend certifications.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an unlicensed field. And really, hypnosis is really simple.
Okay.
But to get good at it, it does take experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a skill.
Sure. Okay.
So I flew out to California, and I got certified in the 1990s with the American Board of Hypnotherapy.
Okay.
With Dr. Krasner, who was the founder of American Board of Hypnotherapy, and I got his last class. I got book. I have his book. He's since deceased.
Okay.
And then I came back to Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where everyone rolled their eyes at me. And now what am I going to do?
Hypnotize
Former organic farm failed professional rock and roll singer, now a hypnotist. So I don't know. As luck would have, I practiced on my friends.
Okay.
And then one day, one of my friends said, hey, Donna, there's a stop smoking seminar at the Sheraton in Madison. You should go check it out.
Were you smoking at the time?
I used to smoke, but not then.
All right.
You know, I quit in my 30s.
Okay.
So it was a bad stormy night, and I did not want to go. But here's where you have to be bold. Here's where you have to take those opportunities.
Name of the game.
And you just can't not go. So I went.
Mm-hmm.
And I was stunned to see about 150 to 200 people walk through the door, putting down their $40, $40, cling, ka-ching, ka-ching. And then they had this stop smoking program. I sat in the back and just observed. And honestly, the guy wasn't all that great, but he was you know, it was okay.
Yeah.
And then they sold vitamins.
All right.
So everybody marched back at the break.
Sure.
Ka-ching, ka-ching. And I'm just like
sell
astonished. And so I'm like, wow, who knew? And so I stayed afterwards and talked to this hypnotist. And I said, well, I'm a certified hypnotist, and how did you get into this?
You know? Tell me a story. I want to charge $39, right?
And, you know, and they gave refunds at the end, but people were pretty happy. It didn't...
Oh, nobody, so like if you didn't like it,
yeah,
and you went outside to have a
smoke? Yeah, you could get your money
back.
Okay. Yeah, right.
All right.
So he goes, well, there's this gentleman down in Indiana, wink, wink. No, he was a character in Indiana. Actually outside of Louisville, and mm-hmm. he had a big company for stop smoking, had been doing it for years, and he goes, he's looking to hire people, and he gave me his number.
All right.
And so I called him up, mm-hmm. and he says, well, I'm going to be in Grand Ledge, Michigan next week.
Sure.
You know how to get through Chicago?
Close enough, right?
I said, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, right?
He goes, well, come to exit. You know, he knew all the exits. He kind of had this photographic memory.
Funny.
We're going to be at the Holiday Inn or wherever we were, and you can come run the desk. And he called me baby doll because he has to have their neck.
Right.
And he goes, okay, baby doll, I'll see you there. Click bye.
Wow.
So again, I was bold to use your terminology.
That is so awesome.
And I drove to Grand Ledge, and 6 years later, I was doing big groups to stop smoking all around the country.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we got to back up one tiny
quite a
step.
Bit right there. I can talk pretty fast.
Yeah, right.
Or
that's
slow.
So cool because I'm thinking, like, who answers these ads in the back of magazines? And now I know someone.
I did. I kind of threw the dart.
It sounds like it.
There were so many different things you could go do.
Yeah.
And this one just caught my eye, and I thought, well.
This is, I'm thinking of these in the comic books where they had the old, is it Water Monkeys or something like that?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Where they had this ad that you would see, like the Charles Atlas ad you'd see in almost every comic book.
Oh, that must be a guy thing.
And I keep thinking, like, who is answering these ads? But
I don't know.
Somebody put out this hypnotist thing. And you're
no,
like,
it was really a natural, all natural health seminar.
Oh,
it
so was, it's broader
it was
than that.
It was very broad.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're still. Like,
and I was checking out naturopathic medicine, acupuncture. And hypnosis just happened to be a part of it, which I was not interested in at the time.
So you jumped on a plane because of an ad in the back of a magazine.
I did.
That's
kind of,
well,
and I wanted to get
well
away.
That's
I mean,
awesome.
I wanted to get away. Maybe it was winter. I don't remember. It was Santa Fe. It was warm.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. So you went down the... Was there any challenge, I guess, internally? Or were you saying, like, hey, maybe I should check out the naturopath or acupuncture or something like that instead of the hypnosis thing? Or
well,
did you feel more drawn to the hypnosis?
No, I wasn't really drawn to the hypnosis. It was doable.
It was okay.
It was practical.
So it was a time frame.
Because the other two options were just not going to be feasible for me to do without leaving my children.
Sure.
And I didn't have the money and the
That's
means
fair.
To do it.
Was the idea that you get the hypnosis thing going, and then once you got going with that, go back to those things? Or are you just like, let's just see how this plays out?
Yeah, let's just see how it plays out.
All right. That's awesome.
And it was really fascinating once I learned more about it and got over all the misconceptions, which is what I do now mostly, is I educate my clients first about hypnosis before we do any hypnosis.
Sure.
Because everybody has all these strange ideas and misconceptions, you know, thanks to Hollywood and the stage shows.
Yeah, I guess I can say from the stage shows, when I first heard about hypnosis, I guess on a more, I guess for lack of a better word, I would say professional level. Because I knew about from State Fair, right, where you see some guy getting a crowd of people up and he's having people fall asleep. He's having people pretend that they're whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then through Tony Robbins, I was like, what does Tony Robbins
do?
He's
a hypnotist, but he's smart. He doesn't call it that.
Right. So, but I learned he's talking about NLP, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what is NLP? And then it's hypnosis, right? It's hypnotizing.
Well, it's a...
On a different scale, a different level.
Well, it's related to... It's
sure.
Their similarities.
Sure.
It's kind of its own modality.
Right, right. I guess he's not making...
You don't really have to go into an alpha or theta brainwave to do NLP, because hypnosis is about brainwaves.
Sure, okay.
But I'm certified in NLP, too, through the National Guild.
Right. I was going to ask you about that. But that's, so let's regroup to where you were at, like the cigarette smoking stuff.
Yeah.
Because that, like, what are you doing in that? Are you just holding up a watch and waving it, saying you will never smoke again or something like that?
No. I mean, Don Call was an excellent teacher.
Okay.
And there's a lot of memorization.
Of script?
Of script.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, first of all, you got to build a rapport with the audience. And that's what NLP is about,
sure.
too. You got to build that rapport.
Mm-hmm.
So we would always do an education piece to the people who came to the seminar.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did a demonstration.
Okay.
And that was always fly by the seat of your pants, because you would just pick five or six people randomly out of the audience and then hypnotize them in front of the group. And we did what we call this convincer.
Okay.
Had to do with ammonia, smelling ammonia. I don't need to go into that.
Okay.
But anyway, then we'd take a break, and if people didn't want to stay, they could leave, whatever. And then you come back and you lower the lights and you put on the music and you put on your hypnosis voice.
All right.
And lead people.
Which is just deeper and slower?
Just a little slower. Okay. And, you know, and then you induce hypnosis, which is just a state of relaxation.
Sure.
And not everybody's going to have a really good experience in a group of 200 people. Because for one thing, you can't control the environment. Some people get hot and some people get cold, and you know, the seats aren't all that comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I let everybody just, you know, go lay down, you know, put your feet up on a chair, do whatever you want.
Sure.
And then you go into like 40 minutes of suggestions and directions.
Okay.
Specific suggestions and directions about smoking cessation.
Okay. And can you give me an example of a line in that? Like, it would be like, stop smoking now, or you enjoy being healthy, or...
Well, it's all about lending your use of your imagination, because the language of the subconscious mind is imagery.
Sure.
And you also teach self-hypnosis.
Okay.
And so every time you have a negative self-destructive thought about a cigarette, you're going to say no to carbon monoxide, and you're going to say yes to oxygen.
Sure.
And you're going to take a nice, deep, anchoring breath of oxygen. Oxygen's healing. It's relaxing, and it's a stress reliever. Take a deep breath. And then you're going to drink some water, because you're flushing out the toxins. It takes 7 days maybe to get the nicotine out of your body, but we can get it out in 3 if you drink water. And you're so thirsty for the water. You can't even drink enough water, especially for the next 7 days. And so every time you have a negative self-destructive thought about a cigarette, which I now call a poison delivery system, because I've modified my things over the years, you're going to take a deep breath of oxygen, you're going to drink some water, and you're going to remind your mind, I'm a non-smoker. I'll always be a non-smoker. It's the right decision for me. That's one little snippet.
That is awesome. I don't even smoke, and I feel like I should stop.
Yeah, you really should. Out there.
Yeah, out there.
I can help you.
That's awesome. So you were traveling all over the country, giving these seminars.
Chicago, Minneapolis, Denver, down south.
So if you don't mind, I want to dig into the business end of that.
Yeah.
Because you got to rent a hotel.
Well, see, I was an independent contractor.
Okay. Oh, so somebody else was taking
care of that. Yeah, I was working for Don Call.
Okay.
And he, back in the day, he would use Valpak.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a lot of capital. So he'd throw, you know, $10,000 of ads to Chicago, say, market.
Yeah.
And then we'd be there for 3 nights in different parts of the city.
Sure.
And I set up the hotels, but he bankrolled the whole thing.
Gotcha. So you just show up.
Mm-hmm.
And give your spiel.
Yeah. It's very risky.
I bet.
It was very risky because weather could knock you out.
Oh, I bet. Especially in Chicago, right? Just by us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know. I did that for 6 years, and then I just decided that it was time to do something else.
Okay. Were you making money at it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And then how many in a given month were you doing? How many shows?
Well, it was nice because I had two sons, and I had equal custody with my husband. I was divorced.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd go out on the road for a week and then be back for a week, or go out for 4 days and then be back for, you know, 10 days. And so it varied.
Sure.
And the season was just from January to May.
Okay.
So you could basically make enough money for the year if the programs
were good.
That
sounds awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty grueling being on the road.
Oh, I bet. I bet.
You know,
time and hearing the same stories over and over and over. And
but I got really good at what I did, and it was really, like, you know, hands-on school.
Yeah. Were there, how many people like you were there that were running around?
He probably had, I was the only woman. He probably had 6 to 8 different hypnotists going around the country.
Okay.
Probably 6, 7,
all right,
maybe 8 at some, you know.
Sure.
They come and go.
That's pretty crazy. Huh. So did you meet any of these people? Like, did you guys hang out? And?
I met a couple of them, but no, not okay. really.
None of them smoked?
I don't know. They could have. Actually, no, I was probably the only certified hypnotist because he just hired people off the street and train them.
So as long as they have the script down.
That's what most of these stop smoking seminars are. There's some, you know, there's some really dog and pony shows out there.
Sure. Interesting.
Yeah, it was.
That's crazy.
And actually, I did get emails and stuff from people thanking me
for
helping them stop smoking.
That's probably going to feel good.
Yeah, I mean, I think people got their $40 worth whether they stopped smoking or not. They mm-hmm. learned self-hypnosis and
sure.
they learned about their subconscious mind.
All right.
Hopefully more quit than not. But so then I decided to go to Vegas and train to be a stage hypnotist.
Okay.
That was bold.
All right, that's awesome. So you moved out there?
No, I just went out for a week or something.
Okay.
5 days or something.
So what would you tell your kids? Like, mom's going to be gone.
Oh, well, yeah, well, they had their dad.
Okay.
And his wife.
All right.
In Mineral Point, a little town. They were okay.
Okay, so they're fine. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were fine.
So you went out to Vegas, and did you just knock on the door and say, hey, you got a stage?
No, I was a member of the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the largest organization of hypnotists in the United States.
Okay.
And I got certified through them. I was also certified through the American Board of Hypnotherapy. I decided to really make this my career.
Nice.
And I just wanted to investigate the different aspects of hypnosis.
Sure.
So Ormond McGill was giving the class, and he was a famous hypnotist in the 50s and 60s. And as fate would have it, it was his last class, just like Dr. Krasner got his last class.
Man, if I ever see you sign up for one of my classes, I better just... And it's going to be my last one.
They were in their 80s.
Okay. I'm cool.
They were in their 80s. So I got trained with Ormond McGill and a couple other really good hypnotists. And then I came back to Mineral Point.
Nice. So you went to Vegas specifically to get trained?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And then, so then they said, well, you got to do some shows.
All right.
And you got to videotape all your shows.
All right.
So I offered a free Christmas show to the homeless veterans in Milwaukee for Christmas.
Okay.
And I went down there, and it was the first show I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up on stage, and I was talking to the audience, and nobody was listening at all.
Oh, no.
And it was really noisy, and everybody was laughing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm up there. But I'd been a singer for a lot of years.
Okay.
I've been in a lot of rock and roll bands.
Have you really?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. I'm just learning so much about you here.
Yeah, rhythm and blues rock and country rock and anything like that. So I love music. So then I had a song to sing, and I started singing, and the audience all got quiet.
All right.
And I had a friend videotaping it.
Sure.
So then I did the show, and it wasn't really very good.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little bit of success, but I didn't really have it down, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, that was all well and good and was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple months later, I'm sitting at home, and I get a call from a New York City agent.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to know if I'd be interested in auditioning for a stage hypnosis show for Harris.
All right.
And so I said, sure. I was like, what the hell am I doing now?
Sure, right?
Yeah,
How did the agent get your name?
Through the National Guild.
Oh, very cool. Okay.
Because I had got trained through the National Guild.
Sure.
So they auditioned 15 people, and they hired me because they liked my singing.
Ha, that's awesome.
And they probably thought I had more experience than I did.
All right.
But anyway, they flew me out. Yeah. You got to fake it till you make it. That was always Don's. Fake it till you make them, and don't let them see you sweat.
Sure. That's awesome.
So, I sent them the video.
All right.
Which I thought, they're not going to pick me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they did.
That is so cool.
And so I drove out to Vegas, and we did this whole photo shoot and everything, and they hyped up. It was in Laughlin.
Okay.
Oh, they hyped it up. Oh, you're going to love Laughlin. Now, a lot of people love Laughlin. It's a very popular place. It's on the Colorado River.
Okay. In Nevada?
Yeah, in Nevada. Okay. It's just down the road from Vegas.
Okay.
Down and down and down and down
okay.
to Death Valley.
Oh.
And you think you're on Mars.
Okay.
Because there's, like, no vegetation.
So
and then the Colorado River is, like, 3 feet wide.
Oh, funny.
And then there's all these casinos along the river. But this was in 2001, so it's probably got a lot more population down there since then.
Okay.
That's so it was Harrah's Casino in Laughlin.
All right.
And I did, I got a show from May to September.
Okay.
I did two shows on Saturday, I show every night, and then Sunday was off.
May to September? People are just coming there in the hottest time of the year?
Yeah, it's very popular.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew? All right.
I never seen so many people with tattoos in my life. This was before tattoos got popular.
Sure.
Yeah, like there's
tattoos all over the place now.
A lot of bikers go down there.
Sure. You're rare.
And it's kind of a family place, too. It's not like Vegas. The shows were more tame. They weren't topless and stuff like that.
Sure. Okay. Interesting. So you got this show, and then did they give you the storyline or the script?
Greg Thompson was the producer, and he's a Vegas producer. I don't know if he's still around or not. But he calls me up and says, well, it's a kind of a vaudeville type of show. Mm-hmm. It's a musical. Mm-hmm. And they had dancing girls and another professional singer. So they had like four skits, and then I was the headliner.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, oh, and now for the head, you know, now for the star of the show, the singing hypnotist, Donna Vera. And so that was my part of the show, and I did write that.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, that was kind of nerve-wracking, but all fun.
Right. So did you have to practice it or show it to a smaller crowd before you
released
it?
But see, what happened was the other major singer, the night before I was supposed to have my rehearsals, she quit.
Oh!
Right in front of me. She got mad at Greg. And walked out. So I never got to rehearse. So they
were stories just keep getting better.
They were scrambling to get another singer.
Sure.
And so it might have been a blessing in disguise.
All right.
But I came out singing that old Black Magic every night. So he had his wife fill in. She was a professional singer. And she was kind of a Pamela Anderson Lee type of woman.
Okay.
And she came out just like... I mean, she barely had anything on, and she had to get a man out of the audience to do this one skit.
Okay.
And she went down to the audience, and she was just so, I don't know. The wives were grabbing their men. I literally saw one woman grab her husband's arm and say, "You're not going up there."
You can hear the promises break.
And she couldn't get anybody up on stage. That is the kiss of death.
Oh.
If you're a stage hypnotist.
Sure.
So I was like, oh, man, she can't even get anybody up on stage. How the hell am I?
Right.
And they had me wearing this stupid outfit that your listeners can't see that's on this. I was on the cover of their entertainment magazine.
Yeah.
So it was a goofy outfit. I didn't like it, but I wore it that night, and I totally flopped.
Oh,
completely
no.
And totally flopped.
So it was just like one clap, like, yeah.
I couldn't get anybody up on stage, and then I hardly could get anybody to do anything.
All right.
And it was a theater of 500 people, and the place was filled, and there was all the management there, and there was a party afterwards, and everybody hated me because if the show failed, all the dancers had no show.
Sure.
The lighting crew, the sound crew, everybody,
no pressure.
Oh my goodness. And Greg Thompson came back to this, he was furious, and he goes, what happened? And I said, well, I don't know what to say. And he goes, well, you're going to meet with me at 2:00 tomorrow, and I don't know what you're going to do, but whatever you're going to do tomorrow, you're going to make them laugh.
All right.
So we went out, and he kind of covered for me.
Sure.
So I cried all night.
Oh, no. All right. Because you're in this town.
Oh, God.
1,000 miles from
horrible.
Home.
It was one of the worst, boldest things I ever did.
All right.
But then I went and I said, well, I'm not going to wear that outfit, and I'm going to do things my way. And so I did. And I had two shows the next night and knocked both of them out of the ball.
Just like that. Boom.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, and sometimes you got to fall flat on your face.
Absolutely.
And then go, well, that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just leave.
No.
I mean, I thought about it. I thought, well, I'm just going to pack up the van and sneak out in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do that.
So you were telling me the storyline, I guess, a little bit before we got on the air. Can you just reinforce for the audience what the storyline was? Because it was kind of funny.
Oh, the show was called Bewitched.
All right.
And my part of it was that I took a group of U.S. diplomats, or whatever, I don't know what the term would be,
sure,
to Venus. And we were going to meet the Venusian moon goddesses.
That's so funny.
So we went on the rocket ship, you know, all through that. And we had the sound was great, and the stage was great, and had great lighting and special effects.
So you're doing this, you got a crowd of people on stage.
Well, here's how it works. Because people always wonder about this. I always wonder, are they really hypnotized or, you know?
Sure.
Now, there may be some fake shows out there, but mine wasn't fake. So you need to get about 20 people on stage. Mm-hmm. And then as you start doing the relaxation techniques, because hypnosis is about brainwaves, moving them into an alpha brainwave where you're open to suggestion. The people that would go along and follow your directions and go there would stay on stage, and the other people, you need to get them off stage.
Sure.
So if you've ever been to a stage show, you'll notice that the hypnotist will whittle them down to like six, say,
quickly.
Quickly. Good subjects, and that's your show.
So is the idea, I've always wondered this. This is just kind of a side tangent thing. The people that typically stay on the stage, are they just weak-minded, or easily suggestible?
Actually, they have good imaginations, and it's been proven that people that have good imaginations are more intelligent. Okay. It is easier to hypnotize intelligent people that have good imaginations than
that
otherwise.
Is fantastic.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I know.
Because I always wondered, like, what is separating these people?
Well, that's what I thought before I became a hypnotist. I said, I can't be hypnotized. I'm too smart. I'm not gullible.
And here you are. Yeah, boom, boom. That's awesome. So you whittle the crowd down to these six or whatever, and you take them
every
through
the
story.
Every night we'd go on the rocket ship.
All right.
And then, there was more parts to it, but we would meet the moon goddesses, and you always want to have a funny story, so I don't know how appropriate this is, but it's not bad.
We'll work it out.
But okay, you can edit it if you have to. I had the guys turned into Chippendale dancers, and they were going to meet the Venusian moon goddesses who hadn't seen a man or been with a man in eons.
Nice.
And they were really excited to meet these human men. So the dancers that we had were real cute, and they wore their little Venusian moon goddess outfits. And so everybody's down in hypnosis, and then I say, I'm going to count to three. When I count to three, the music's going to start. You're Chippendale dancers, and the Venusian moon goddesses are coming out, and you are going to give them the best show of your life. And then, boom. And so before that, though, I went up to this one young man, and he had a baseball cap, and he looked real athletic and everything. And and I hope that people don't take this wrong. But I went up to him, and I said, aren't you excited to meet the Venusian moon goddesses? They haven't had a man in ever, forever. It must be so exciting for you to be here, to be able to meet these beauties. And he looked at me and goes, I like men. And and I didn't expect that. And I went, oh my God, you missed the rocket ship. It just left for Mars. You're on the wrong rocket ship. So, I mean, you just never knew what people were going to say.
Right.
And so stuff like that would happen.
That's awesome.
You can edit that if you want to.
No, we're good. We're good. The crowd needs to know.
So that was in 2001. So,
things are different now.
It was
right?
A little different back then.
We weren't so sensitive back in 2001.
I know.
Or maybe less sensitive, I guess.
No.
We're headed the direction, though. Anyways.
And I don't know if he was just being funny or what.
I do not want to be hypnotized. What's the quickest way to shut this lady up?
Yeah. Get me out of here.
Oh, that's funny. So, how long did you do that show then?
For 3 months.
Okay. So, a little while. But I suppose that's a lot of shows, right?
It was kind of grueling, and I lived at Harrah's, which was not really all that glamorous, I can tell you.
Sure.
And I'm not a gambler, so.
All right.
One show every night, two on Saturday.
Wow.
And my show was about, my part was about 50 minutes, maybe an hour at the most.
Okay. But every night doing that same
thing. Every night, yeah.
That might get old.
Well, it didn't, because every night it was different people. So it was like they were the show. I wasn't the show.
Well, you're just the catalyst.
If you're a stage hypnotist, the subjects are the show. So you're just the director.
Sure.
Well, and that's pretty cool. You tell them you're the show.
Right.
So that's awesome. I'm just the director.
It's your job to entertain.
And you see, these people are coming out to have fun. And you're giving them permission to let their hair down and be silly.
That's super cool.
And not everybody can relax on stage.
Right.
So
that's fair. That's totally fair.
That's right.
So after the 3 months stint doing that, you decided to come back to Mineral
Point? Well, they offered me another show, James, but I missed my sons. They only came out a couple times to see me, and they were young. So I turned it down, and I really wanted to do another show, but my being a parent and being a mother was the priority.
Sure, that's fair.
And I thought, well, I'll just go back on the road doing the smoking gig. But on my way home, I was in Colorado. I'm from Colorado.
Yeah.
And
driving or flying?
We drove.
Okay.
I drove. And I don't know why I woke up. I woke up really early. I was watching TV, and 9/11 happened.
Oh.
And I actually saw the planes hit, you know, the towers.
Okay. That'll change stuff.
So that was pretty shocking.
It did change stuff, yeah.
And when I came back, Don Call shut down all of the seminars.
Wow.
So all of a sudden, I'm unemployed.
Okay. All right. So he shut them down because travel was shut down?
He shut them down because he didn't think he was going to risk all that money for people who were not going to go out to the hotels. I mean, it really shook the country that bad.
Sure, because you didn't know.
He was not ready to risk his bankroll on hotels around the country when people were in such a state of mind that they weren't sure if they were still safe in any city.
Yeah.
And I was kind of surprised he did that. But, you know, that's what he did.
Sure.
So then I opened my private practice, and that's what I've been doing ever since.
Wow.
In Madison.
Since 2001.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Holy cow. So we got 18-ish years? Wow. That's super cool. So does your practice, or did your practice, I guess you tell me if it was or is, did it concentrate on smoking cessation?
That was a big bulk. There's a lot of people that have stopped smoking, and the pharmaceuticals have taken over a lot of things.
Sure.
But no, I still do a lot of stop smoking, weight loss. I mean, I don't treat people. I hypnotize people.
Okay.
Which is a treat, by the way. Right. It feels really good.
That's awesome.
And I educate people about hypnosis, and I teach self-hypnosis.
Okay.
So hypnosis has so many applications. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything from nail biting, stop smoking, to phobias, you know, public speaking. I've worked with salespeople.
Very cool.
I could help you, James.
I imagine.
I don't think you need any help. I think you're pretty bold and successful as it is. And you know NLP too, right?
I enough to be dangerous. I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, my wife would probably say that there's a few things that need to change. But
well, yeah, that's what partners
that's
do.
That's relationships,
that's what
whatever.
They say. Yeah, I get that all the time too. Can you make my wife do this? Can you make my husband do that? Like, no.
No. Just pick up your laundry, man.
Yeah.
That's
and
all
I always get, can you make me quack like a duck? Are you going to make me quack like a duck? And I go,
would you like to?
I said, well, we could do that, but it costs extra. So I get that all the time.
Sure. That's interesting. So the weight loss thing, I imagine that's pretty popular.
That's very popular. Right now, I'm telling you, a lot of people are coming in for just stress and anxiety.
Oh.
Just straight up stress and anxiety. I've never seen so many people so stressed out, so
really?
Anxious.
And do they, from your perspective, do they have a reason to be stressed out?
Yeah, they keep raising the bar. I mean, people are getting more workloads put on them without more money.
Okay.
Companies are downsizing.
All right.
Just the tension in the air with the whole, you know, situation with wars and economy and worrying about what the future may hold and divisiveness and, you know, the political thing that's going on. People are upset about that.
That's fair.
And I think that people are just coming out more and more embracing hypnosis, which I hope is going to really catch on because it's so valuable, but it's just so misunderstood. And people are afraid of hypnosis.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people are really afraid of
it. Afraid because they're afraid
that
they
think
they're going to
get stuck in hypnosis. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They think they're going to lose control. I had a gal come in this last week and she goes, my son, I'm a little late. I'm sorry, but my son absolutely did not want me to come here today and was crying saying, Mom, don't go to the hypnotist. You're never going to be the same.
That's awesome. No.
No. So there's a lot of that out there.
All right. So just a fear of the unknown or just they just don't know?
Well, they don't know.
All right.
I mean, look at some of the Hollywood movies.
Sure.
And so I spend the first hour, my first session is 2 hours.
Okay.
And at the first session.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
And most hypnotists don't do this, but this is how I choose to work.
Sure.
I like to educate people about hypnosis. What is it? How does it work? Why does it work? And it's all about your subconscious mind. That's where the control is. It's all about brain waves, which people don't understand. I teach them a form of self-hypnosis, and then I ask a lot of questions and develop a personal profile so okay. that their sessions will be very specific to them. It's not going to be like the canned script at a seminar.
Sure.
It's going to be very personalized. And then after that discussion, as long as they feel comfortable, we'll do hypnosis. And if they don't, we don't do any hypnosis, and there's no charge.
Oh, all right. So you essentially vet them or qualify them to a point?
Well, you know, I've never had anybody leave.
Okay, all right.
If they do, that's fine, because sure. they don't want to be hypnotized. You right. cannot make anybody be hypnotized that does not want to be hypnotized.
Sure, that's fair.
And they have to be able to feel relaxed with you, otherwise mm-hmm. it's not going to happen.
Right. Is that a challenge for more people than others, or vice versa? Or
well, there's statistics on that. I would say the analytical mind is mm-hmm. more challenging. Like okay. your engineers.
Oh, okay.
Mathematicians.
Because they say logically, always, I shouldn't be doing this. Or
well, they're just analyzing everything. Instead, it's more challenging to get them out of their conscious mind. Mm-hmm. See, we have to bypass the conscious mind, the beta brainwave, mm-hmm. in order to access the subconscious mind,
sure.
which is alpha theta brainwaves. Mm-hmm. That's hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And so to get them out of that conscious logical mind,
right.
might be a little more challenging.
All right, that's fair. So walk me through, or I guess walk the audience through, if you don't mind, how like a customer comes to your place and they're like, "All right, hypnotize me," or you ask them questions. Are you swinging a little watch like we see?
Well,
in the movies?
I actually do have a watch.
Okay.
And I had a gentleman one time, and I was doing. They're called inductions.
Okay.
Inducement into hypnosis, and there, okay. there's just hundreds of different ways to
sure.
induce hypnosis.
Okay.
I just use my voice.
Okay.
But this, I was doing my thing, and this guy opened his eyes and he goes, "Don't you have a watch?"
That's
and
so
I said,
awesome.
Oh, I actually do. So I walked over and got my watch, and I did the watch thing, and he went out.
Because that's what he was expecting.
Yep.
That is
what he
awesome.
Wanted. So he got down into those brainwaves, and he was happy camper.
Sure. His unconscious mind says, that's what we need. Mm-hmm. That's the one.
See, our subconscious mind's running our show up
okay.
to 90%. You probably know that.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah. 95%, and it's running all our physiology.
Yes.
So
which
I wanted
good,
to point. I wanted to point something out about your book because I was reading it.
Okay.
And you wrote somewhere that you were given a seminar or something, and there was about money, about making money.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what are your beliefs about making money? And this one woman, as you asked her questions,
mm-hmm.
you finally realized it was she was worried about what other people would think.
Oh
she
yes,
didn't
yeah,
show
she didn't
off.
Want to make.
I don't want to be a show off.
She didn't want to make too much money. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The business. Yeah, I remember that thing.
Yeah. So, see, that's what we call a program.
Okay.
But it's a concept, it's a belief system that she accepted somewhere along the line from her upbringing, her
mm-hmm.
culture, her
mm-hmm.
education, her relationships, and her experiences. And she drew a conclusion that to have money would mean that she would look bad because she's a show-off or
right.
something. And she
right.
couldn't buy a fancy car, where
yes.
you would buy a Ferrari in a heartbeat.
Yes,
if I could
afford one, and if I could find any practical.
We're trading in the Prius. We're getting in the Ferrari.
Right, yes. Oh,
just
my
for
goodness.
The weekend.
Right. Totally worth it. Yeah, it's interesting. Just to give you guys some background on that story, this was a class that I was teaching at the Department of Workforce Development.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's called So You Want to Start a Business or Should I Start a Business or something like that to help people kind of that are kicking tires on starting a business. It's just to essentially educate them on what has to happen on a very broad, like this is just 2.5 hour class, what's
nice.
Involved in starting a business, right? That
mm-hmm.
it's not just like show up, own a yacht. That there's
well, you can learn to be a hypnotist or whatever you're doing,
yeah.
but then the marketing aspect's a whole another
right,
ball
right,
of wax.
Right. So this particular, we talked about money, and I have this whole thing where you can't hate money.
That's right.
When you own a business, because money is pretty much a very powerful tool to get stuff done in business, paying employees, buying
Absolutely.
Buildings, blah, 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 right? And this particular student or this woman in the audience was like, I think you're wrong. Money is evil, right?
The root of all evil, actually, it's the love of money that's the root of all evil, but
right.
that's a different story.
So this is one of those things where it just came out of left field. Like, what are you talking about, lady? And you got to understand, this is at the Department of Workforce Development, so chances are this woman didn't have a job.
Mm.
So she's probably living hand to mouth, and mm-hmm. the hand is probably not her own hand, it's somebody else's hand.
Mm-hmm.
So she was in probably fairly dire straits from a financial point of view.
Mm.
And so when she would see someone with money, she probably said, why do you have when I don't have, right?
That's a common thing. And see, this is where hypnosis comes in, where if the subconscious mind is programmed believing that money is the root of evil, then you're probably not going to have any money because your subconscious mind is your faithful friend and protector, and it doesn't want you to be evil.
Correct.
So it will sabotage you, and it's subconscious.
Right. So it's interesting talking to her because I'm like, okay, let's just say your business makes, I don't know what
Send her
like,
to me. We'll get her on the right road.
It was so funny because she's like, she was going to buy, well, I'll buy a nice car.
Yeah.
And then I'll buy a nice house, but I won't tell anybody I live there.
Yeah.
So funny.
Worried about what other people think is huge.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's a thing about being a bold business person. You have to detach from the opinions of other people. That's Abraham Maslow, because know thyself and to thine own self be true.
Right.
And, you know, before I used to go on stage, I just look at it like jumping into a swimming pool because I like to swim. And so I'd be really, when I was singing, you know, years ago, I would actually get nauseated and really have horrible stage fright.
Before or during?
Before going out to sing.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, in bands. But I would just go, I'd go 1, 2, 3, jump in the pool. And I just imagine myself jumping in the deep end of the pool and out on stage you go. And then once you get out on stage, it pretty much goes away.
Right.
But that time right before, like I was a little nervous coming on here today.
Oh,
really? Do I sound nervous?
No.
No, I fake it till I make it, man.
This is an awesome show. And you got the voice for this. So
thank you, darling.
Tipped off. That's awesome. It's interesting you mentioned the pool thing. Because I was just at a pool yesterday with my kid. And I was thinking that moment after you jump, but before you hit the water, there's that...
Oh, no, it's going to be cold.
Billionth of a second where you're just like, you don't... There's a few times in my life where I actually believe that I don't have any choice.
Yeah.
But for that moment, you don't have any choice to go back, right? That fraction of a second.
But that's just my personality.
But it's so cool. Because it's also kind of a freedom there, right? Before you hit the water, right?
Yeah.
Whatever that temperature is.
Well, and as soon as you get in the water, it's like, oh, God, it's cold. But then within a few seconds or so, your body...
Acclimate. Yeah. You work it out.
That's
it's all good.
That's right.
Yeah. And then I tell my son, like, come on in, it's fine.
Yeah.
They like dip in their toes.
And the longer you stay there thinking about how bad it's going to be, the worse it gets.
Right. It just builds up.
It does.
Yes. See that constantly with people that, I guess people in my classes, people I try to sell, that they're just building up this anxiety of the what ifs. Holy cow, what if? I'm just like jump in the pool, man.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about a new avenue I'm just divulged into this month.
Okay.
And I'm a believer of the law of attraction.
Okay.
If you know what that is.
I do, the whole kinda secret thing.
Yeah,
all that jazz.
What you think about, you tend to bring about.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down to Tennessee 4 years ago and got certified with Healthy Visions. I just upgraded, did some more training.
Okay.
With this retired Navy commander who was a hypnotist in the Navy for years and years and a nurse.
Okay.
And he's got a school in Tennessee.
Wow.
So I took my son down there and now he's got his own personal training business and he's a hypnotist too.
Oh, very cool.
So we went down together and had a blast. And I got trained with Ron Esslinger is his name.
Okay.
Healthy Visions in Tennessee.
Okay.
Good school if you ever want to go get certified.
Healthy Visions is for hypnosis?
Yep. And he's part of the National Guild.
Okay.
So he trains hypnotists.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm down there and he comes up to me one day and he goes, Donna, you should really be a trainer.
Oh.
And I looked at him and I go, why would I train my competitors? And he goes, because we need more better hypnotists, you know. He didn't say it like that. And I said, oh, okay. So I started thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, you know, I've been doing this for so long. I really do know a thing or two. And I would really, I like teaching. I would like to train some hypnotists. So I just started my little school.
Did you really?
Uh-huh. I've got 2 students right now.
Very cool.
So I'm going to approach it this way. I'm going to have different programs. If you want to learn hypnosis just for self-development, that'll be one program. If you want to get certified to have a business, that'll be another program. And then if you want to do, like, you know, regressions, that's another program. And stage stuff, that's another program.
Very cool.
I'm going to call it Donna Varon's Absolute Hypnosis Academy. Absolute Hypnosis Academy is AHA.
Oh, that is magical. Oh, my gosh.
That's not in writing yet, but... I better copyright that.
Yeah, right? Aha. That's super cool. So in order for you to teach and, I guess, get accreditation or something like that, is that a big hurdle to jump through?
Well, I thought it was, but it's an unlicensed field.
Okay. So you're just like, here's a diploma, man.
It's like an apprenticeship or whatever.
Sure. Okay.
So there's no laws against training people to be a hypnotist, because you know what another thing is? The master hypnotist mm-hmm. of all time is the television set.
Oh, true story.
Going to an alpha brainwave.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do they show the same commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Alpha brainwave coupled with repetition. That is a yep. classic definition of hypnosis. Mm-hmm. And so the advertisers,
they knew that.
They know all about
know
us.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. There is a group of people that would probably like to make it more of a licensing
okay.
thing. And you do have to be careful. Like with anything, there's bad plumbers out there. There's
sure.
there's bad dentists out there, and there's
bad.
Bad
everything. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. There's some bad radio show talk hosts, but not
luckily,
you.
It's not us.
It's not right? us. We'll find it here in Sun Prairie.
Right? That is awesome. Well, maybe we'll not this show. It's
yeah.
all good.
So I'll just do a little pitch here, although that might be wrong. AbsoluteHypnosis.com is my website.
All right.
AbsoluteHypnosis.com. Absolute hypnosis for absolute results.
Nice. Repetition. I love it. That's magical. So how did you, let's talk about the name. How did you end up on the name Absolute Hypnosis?
Oh, well, that's a good question. Because back in the day, it was Yellow Pages.
Yeah. Oh, A.
And I didn't want to be Acme Hypnosis.
Sure. Triple A Hypnosis.
So AB was first.
All right.
And it did pay off.
All right.
And I'd like to change it, actually, in a way. But I don't know.
I think it's a good name.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
But
it's
kind of stuck now because I've had it for so long.
It's absolute, right? So,
it's
what people are coming to resolve.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have the resolution,
so I think
right?
I'm sticking with it.
Yeah. Solid. I like the logo that you have is a rock.
No, it's a Tibetan symbol.
Okay.
And it's the elements.
Okay.
I forget the name of the symbol.
All right.
I got it out of a simple book.
So
but it's like fire.
Water.
Yeah, it's like the elements of earth. It's like transformation and creation.
You are the second person to talk to me about the elements of earth.
Okay.
On this show. It's so interesting. There's another acupuncturist woman.
Sure. They're into that.
Yeah.
Water, fire, all that.
Yep, yep.
Fire in your liver's not good, I guess. Got to cool it down.
I'm going to trust you on that one. that's
anger
above
issues.
My pay grade.
I don't know.
So kicking around to business just in general, how has business been owning your own place versus working for someone else?
I really like working by myself.
Right.
I've been in some wellness centers and stuff like that, but
yeah.
I like having my own office. There's been some lean times, like when we had the recession in, 2008, 2009.
Mm-hmm.
But I went out to Colorado to help my dad, so I shut things down for a couple, 3 years.
Okay.
But overall, it's been good. It's getting really good now. I think I think it's getting more popular.
Mm-hmm.
My business is kind of a luxury business when you think about it.
Sure.
It's not looked at as a necessity, although I really kind of think it should be.
Right.
So if the economy is good,
mm-hmm.
business is good.
Mm-hmm. That's fair, because I imagine massage or psychologist, I imagine it's the same thing to a point, right?
I don't know, because insurance company, I can't take insurance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if people have insurance, they can,
get away with some of that stuff. But
psychologists or pay
sure.
for that stuff. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
And there's a lot of psychologists that are hypnotists.
Is there
also.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All
a lot of doctors, a lot of dentists. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they don't necessarily claim it as a hypnotizing dentist.
I don't think they lead with that.
Okay.
They probably sneak it up on you.
Sure. But I mean, anesthesia is a little easier when you don't have to.
Yeah. And there's people that specialize in painless childbirth.
Sure. Interesting. Through hypnosis.
Yeah. That's what this retired Navy guy did in the
really?
Navy. Mm-hmm. He had videos of it.
Holy cow.
I don't do that because I don't want to have to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
It just seems to me like that would be a risky endeavor. Like,
no, you see,
you're off your game one night, and this lady's like, "Whoa, that really hurts."
Nope, no, it's a specialty. You can do pain management with hypnosis. I don't really focus on that too much.
Sure,
I can deal with the stress around the pain, or post surgery or pre surgery things.
Okay, so your focus, it sounds like, is stop smoking, weight loss, and stress abatement?
Yeah. Help people with stress and anxiety issues.
Okay.
Even trauma.
Sure.
I've helped people find lost objects.
Oh.
Subconscious mind remembers
keys?
Everything. Mm-hmm. I helped a guy find his hearing aids, and they were worth, $3,000 or some such thing.
Wow.
He loved me.
Where'd he put them?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
He does, and that's important. Okay.
So, public speaking, sport. Okay. I've worked with sports people. Oh, I helped a professional pool player once get back in his game. You know, some people, they lose their, you know.
Getting in the zone.
Yeah, you got to be in the zone. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, just all kinds of different things.
Yeah, there's that whole story about the golfer that was five strokes down and was ready to win some fancy thing, and he messed it up.
Yeah, you can overthink it. So you got to be in an alpha brainwave.
Sure.
So
you essentially can train people how to get in there.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's the self-hypnosis piece, because that is a light trance state, but it's a waking, relaxed state.
Mm-hmm.
So like driving down the interstate,
mm-hmm.
you lose track of time, you're daydreaming, just listen to some music. There's your exit, and you don't remember driving.
Sure.
That's actually called road hypnosis.
Oh, probably very common.
Very common.
Like the whole NLP thing is that people are moving from trance to trance to trance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, self-induced or not.
Mm-hmm. You're doing a hobby you like.
Sure.
You lose track of time. You know, time goes faster when you're having fun.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
It's an alpha brainwave.
Yeah.
That's a light trance state, and then the theta brainwave is a deep trance state. That's the brainwave we pass through every time right before we fall off to deep sleep,
okay.
or right as we're coming back out.
Okay.
So, usually people who've never been hypnotized before, I'm very confident to get them into alpha.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, if they only go to alpha on the subsequent appointments, they'll go deeper, more relaxed.
Interesting.
And then delta is the lowest brainwave, and that means you fell asleep.
Okay. then.
Which is not
now,
but I would just wake them up. I just monitor that. People fall asleep. People are tired.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah.
That's half the time I get a massage. I think that was the most expensive nap I've ever gotten.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good for you, though, if you're that tired. Your body still liked it.
true. I just feel the massage person probably didn't because I was snoring, I imagine. But
did you drool?
I don't think so. I don't think it was that bad.
They have those pads anyway.
I just feel like it's one of those... You want to relax, but you also want to stay alert enough that you're enjoying the relaxation.
Exactly.
And it's a very tight rope to walk for someone as high strung as me. So.
Yeah. But you probably like go down.
Yeah. I don't know how to. Yeah. That's probably one of the things that you can help
me with,
right?
You go from beta to theta. Whew.
Yeah. It's just like light switch. Boom.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Donna, I appreciate you being on the show here.
So much fun. Thank you.
This went fast, didn't it?
Oh, see? We're having fun.
It's all right.
It went way fast.
Right? Where can people find you? Just remind me of the website again.
AbsoluteHypnosis.com. I'm over on Odana Road in the Supreme Office Fitness Center near Whitney Way.
Okay, nice.
All my information's on my website.
AbsoluteHypnosis.com.
That's right.
Awesome. Thank you, Donna. I appreciate you being
Thanks.
On the show.
Be bold.
Be bold. This has been Authentic Business Adventures, the business program that brings you the struggle stories and triumphant successes of business owners across the land. Coming to you from the Sun Prairie Community Studios, underwritten by Bank of Sun Prairie. Forgot where I was for a moment there. Where am I? If you're listening to this on the web, please like, subscribe, and share. My name is James Kademan, and Authentic Business Adventures is brought to you by Calls on Call, offering call answering and receptionist services for small businesses across the country on the web at callsoncall.com, as well as Draw-In Customers Business Coaching, offering business coaching services for entrepreneurs in all stages of their business on the web at drawincustomers.com. And of course, the one we've been waiting for here, right? The Bold Business Book, a book for the entrepreneur in all of us, available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold. We'd like to thank you, our wonderful listeners, as well as our wonderful guest. I'm just racing here. Donna Varin, owner of Absolute Hypnosis. Donna, what's that website one more time?
AbsoluteHypnosis.com.
Awesome.
Thanks, James.
Thank you. This has been a blast.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
And
buy organic.
Buy organic. Even if you didn't 30 years ago, right? Do it now. Find us airing on 103.5 Wednesdays at 1 p.m., Sundays at 2 p.m., as well as at sunprairiemediacenter.com. Past episodes can be found morning, noon, and night at the podcast link found at drawincustomers.com. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week. I want you to stay awesome. And if you do nothing else, enjoy your business.